The Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama is a spot that has been really good for the Texans the last 3 years. 2014, C.J. Fedorowicz and Jay Prosh found right on this field. Last year, 5 of the 6 Texans draft picks came via the Senior Bowl. Nick Martin, Tyler Irvin, Braxton Miller, D.J. Reader, K.J. Dillon, all came from the Senior Bowl. So, if we look at the Texans' needs going into the 2017 season and match them up with what we got at the Senior Bowl, well, I got your answers. Let's start at the offensive line. Not sure exactly whether Derek Newton will be ready to come back. They need some help on the offensive line. Guys here, there have been a few candidates here. Now, they're not from places you're used to hearing. They're not from the Texas and from the Texas A&Ms and from the Colorados. They're from Western Kentucky, Western Michigan, from Troy. Yeah, from Troy. How about Antonio Garcia? He's only 293 pounds. You talk about the embodiment of a tackle. Antonio Garcia is that. He loves to bury guys in the run game, and he's got excellent feet. He's going to grow into a definite NFL right tackle or left tackle. He can play either side. Then you got Taylor Moten, tackle or guard. He can play both. Our buddy Josh Norris compared him to Kelechi Osemele. I think that's a great comparison from a body standpoint. If he could play up to that, I think he'd be a great fit for the Houston Texans. And Forrest Lamp practiced the first day and then was injured the next couple of days. More than likely will move into guard because he's only got 31-inch arms, but there's some really good offensive linemen here in Mobile. Let's look at the secondary. Love to bring Quentin Demps back, and I hope he does come back. But with the injury to K.J. Dillon, the other injuries they had at safety, that position got stretched. So if they look at safety in this draft, how about Justin Evans from Texas A&M? This guy was a stalwart for A&M for 2 years, went to junior college, so he's only at A&M for 2 years. But, man, his game is all about hitting and strength. But he can come up and cover guys in the slot. He can cover with range, and he showed that especially on day one. Now, here's a name it's really tough for me to say, from UConn, Obi Milifonwu. Yeah, easy for me to say, right? Well, Obi, 6'4", 219, doesn't look like a safety, but you see him at free safety in the middle of the field, and you're like, that guy can cover a little bit. Reminds me a little bit of Cincinnati Bengals safety, George Iloka. Those are a couple names here at the safety position. And then let's get to the one that a lot of people want to talk about, quarterback. We would think, no matter what happens with Brock Osweiler and Tom Savage, that the Texans will look at a young quarterback. The 6 guys here, there's some interesting names. How about Antonio Pipkin from Tiffin? Don't know where that is? Nate Washington went to Tiffin University a few years ago. Pipkin, a lot of ability. Got a little bit of a strange arm motion, but the ball comes out quick. He's got some athleticism. But the thing about all these quarterbacks, except for C.J. Beathard from Iowa, is they all played in the shotgun. They were all spread quarterbacks for the most part, so they're adapting to going under center. And a guy that's done that a little bit better than the other guys this week has been a little bit surprising is Josh Dobbs from the University of Tennessee. And he's an aeronautical engineering major. Yes, I said that right. Aeronautical engineering. Yeah, he might be the smartest guy in Houston if he ever ends up there. But Josh Dobbs throwing the ball pretty well for the most part. It's tough early on in Senior Bowl, wide receivers and quarterbacks trying to connect. But Dobbs has shown a lot of arm strength, whether under center or in the shotgun. Been on Josh Dobbs from Tennessee. C.J. Beathard from Iowa, good arm strength. Nate Peterman led Pitt to a couple of big victories, including the one over Clemson. So some decent quarterbacks, probably more mid to late round quarterbacks here at the Senior Bowl. But if they're going to look, I think they can find somebody in those later rounds from right here in Mobile. Well, that's about all from Mobile. That is one step in the draft process. The next one, Indianapolis, the Combine. And we will be there. Check everything out at HoustonTexans.com. Thank you so much for watching.